This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Happy Independence Day to all the citizens of this great nation. Today, as we celebrate the birthday of the United States, certified financial planner Byron Moore answers one of the questions that every American ponders. Is the American dream still alive? That's on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Well, happy 4th of July. I am looking forward to this day. It's a break in the middle of the week so that we can celebrate America's birthday. And while you lounge in your lawn chair, it might be a good idea to ponder this question. Is the dream, the American dream, still alive? The true American dream? Well, yes, I'd say it is now alive more than ever. The American fairy tale? Well, I'm afraid the curtain has been pulled back on that sham and revealed it to be a fraud of massive proportions. So perhaps a few definitions might help. It was historian James Trislow Adams that coined the phrase the American dream in 1931 when he wrote, "But there has also been the American dream, that dawn of a land in which life should be better and richer and fuller for every man, with opportunity for each according to his ability or achievement. It is not a dream of motor cars and high wages merely, but a dream of social order in which each man and each woman shall be able to attain to the fullest stature of which they are innately capable." Well, did you hear it, that word? In a single word, the American dream has always been opportunity. No matter who you are, you can go as far or as high as you can go. So what seems to have deflated our enthusiasm for this vision? Well, let's be honest. There can be no doubt that our history and maybe even parts of our present have promoted, if not permitted, the systematic exclusion of entire groups of people from participation in that opportunity. And of course, this is wrong. It always has been. It always will be. But aside from being wrong, it's wrongheaded. By excluding entire groups of humanity, we not only deny ourselves the contributions that they can uniquely bring, we just also do the wrong thing. But could it also be that our desire to right very real wrongs of the past and some of those that exist in the present, we may have shifted our focus from the American dream to the American fairy tale? In the American fairy tale, equality of opportunity is exchanged for equality of outcome. The springboard has been traded for the safety net, and as a result, the national treasury becomes a feeding trough for every interest group that thinks they deserve to put their hand in someone else's pocket. Well, it was Martin Luther King that wrote of justice behind the American dream in his letter from a Birmingham jail. These are profound words. "We will win our freedom because the sacred heritage of our nation and the eternal will of God are embodied in our echoing demands. When these disinherited children of God sit down at lunch counters, they were in reality standing up for what is best in the American dream." Well, the American dream is for black and white, left and right, believer and non-believer. It's for all of us. And for all who still believe in it, it exists and its light shines brighter than ever. What's getting harder and harder to believe is the American fairy tale of free money for all and a happy ending that requires something less than your blood, sweat, and tears. Today, on the 4th of July, it might be worthwhile to ask yourself, which vision of America will I believe in? Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.